about 5 more calls to get us to $1,000. We can do it when everyone goes to the phone right now. Light up those phone lines. Go to kgnu.org, 303-449-4885, 303-449-4885, kgnu.org. Please do make that call. Preserve and maintain and grow and nurture this space of resistance that is KGNU. It is 7 o'clock. We are transitioning now to an evening of great music. Sholta Gale is ahead. We need your support, though. Keep those calls coming in. 303-449-4885, kgnu.org. Alternative radio fans, now is your opportunity to show your support for this incredible program that connects you to these thinkers like Henry Giroux, like Richard Wolff, who'll be the featured speaker next week, Vandana Shiva, Noam Chomsky. All of these people that you have come to expect on a Wednesday evening. Show your support with a call right now. 303-449-4885, kgnu.org. KGNU, Boulder, Denver and Fort Collins. And thank you.
Oh, the summertime is coming and the leaves are sweetly blooming and the wild mountain time grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? The summertime is coming and the leaves are sweetly blooming and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And will together.
Well, good evening to you and welcome to Shelter Gael. It's a weekly program of an hour of Celtic music and culture that is more than 20 years old. Now, in fact, I think this program has been on the air for around 30 years on KGNU. It started as a one-hour, it started as a St. Patrick's Day celebration in the 80s by our founder, Carl Cumley. And Carl had such a good time with it, he would get a call in from Dublin during the celebrations there, and he'd play Irish music. And it was the program as a special was so highly thought of and so well-received that it turned into a monthly two-hour program of Celtic music and culture. A few years ago, and I couldn't tell you just when, but it morphed from the monthly two-hour program into a weekly one-hour program. And in rather short order, it became one of what we call our teamwork shows or our collective shows, like our Bluegrass Show, Oldgrass, and Newgrass. A multitude of hosts take turns hosting this program. We have about half a dozen, some of whom are native Celtic people born in Celtic lands and are now in America. Some are, like me, regular Americans who just have a lifelong affection and affinity for Celtic music and culture. My name is Fergus. A little bit of scheduling snafu put me in the chair tonight instead of Madeline, but she'll be back in at other times, and you can always count on whoever is your host on Shultagale to be a fan of the music. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and if you just tuned in, I should let you know that we're just at the very beginning of our fall membership drive. It started this morning, and we've been talking to people about membership in KGNU and about the value of KGNU to the community. I hope that if you're new to KGNU, you'll hear something this evening that convinces you to go to our website, kgnu.org, and follow what will be easy instructions there to send in a pledge to KGNU. You can pledge securely on our website. For another few minutes, we have volunteer phone answerers here in the KGNU hallway just outside the air studio. They've been here taking pledges during alternative radio. They're about to leave for the evening, however, so if you want to make a pledge by telephone, call right now, 303-449-4885. And let's see here. What else? I'm trying to figure if there's anyone we know too far. No, okay, don't. But thanks once again to Mary and Ron Forthover, who are longtime Boulder listeners and also, shall we say, committed Boulder citizens. And they put up a matching grant, matched dollar for dollar, contributions to alternative radio tonight. And this is not the first time Mary and Ron have come forward and challenged other listeners to KGNU to help them support KGNU, and they have helped others to do the same. So, again, the website is kgnu.org. Go to the website and check it out and consider making a pledge of $5 a month, $10 a month. Some people like a one big splash, a $365 lump right there, a dollar a day for a year. But however you like to do it, you're the one who knows best how it will happen. And just find the website and go for it. We're going to have a combination of music and some more talk about membership until 8 o'clock, at which time there will be the program Musica Mundi, a program of international music from around the world. And, of course, there will also be talking about membership there. So if you don't want to hear any of that, this may not be your night. But if you want to hear some great music, I've got some lined up for you, and it's ready to go. I'm part Celtic myself. My grandmother was Scots-Irish. I'm married to a fully Celtic woman who is, more than anything, Welsh, and she has both studied Welshness and the Welsh culture extensively for many years, and by being close to her, I have unavoidably absorbed a fair amount of it. I've seen many really fine Welsh choirs, for example. I've seen Welsh dancing and Welsh crafts. I've read books about Wales. I've heard Welsh folk tales. And I've spent time in the beautiful country of Wales and speaking with and recording Welsh people. I bring all of this up because we just got into the library of KGNU in the new bin something called The Ultimate Guide to Welsh Folk, compiled by Karis Matthews. And it's a two-CD set. I know the skeptics among you will say there can't be two CDs worth of CD-worthy Welsh music. No, not at all. It's although the country is small and it's much less, shall we say, noticed, it's less loud than Ireland and Scotland, its Celtic brethren. It is a little bit louder than the Isle of Man and hasn't had the separatist notion like Brittany for about a millennium now, not quite that long, but the Welsh were sort of gathered into the United Kingdom fold before Ireland and Scotland, and as such, they have seemed quieter throughout my life, at least. Nonetheless, their music, their culture has a quiet joy they're not quite as loud in their welcome as the Irish, but they are a very welcoming and hearth-loving people. We heard, after the opening piece by Nice Niche Music, Wild Mountain Time, featuring local performers, we heard Nancy Richards, the queen of the Welsh harp. It was from a recording in, I think, 1953, or let me see here. Perhaps I can check it. Long time ago, anyway. She, well, it's not coming to me. Maybe 59 or so. She not only was the queen of the harp in her lifetime, but she taught many of today's finest Welsh harpers, including Robin Hugh Bowen. So we heard from Nancy Richards the harp tune Put Ar Ibis, a little something for the fingers. We'll turn now to something, another thing from the New Bin. The album is called Imram, I-M-M-R-A-M, and in Celtic folklore, an Imram is a hero's journey to the other world. We're going to play the first track from this. It's a music composed by David Malamud. It's not exactly Irish traditional stuff, but it certainly is informed by Irish traditions, and this piece, As Slow Our Ship, takes its lyric from a poem by Thomas Moore. And this is the introduction to this whole thing, but again, it's called As Slow Our Ship.
We turn our hearts as on we roam, pained we part from our dear home. As o'er the shore the waves do fall, singing, oh my sweet farewell. And round the bowl our sorrow nears, telling tales of vanished years. Through smiles that might as well be tears, for the land where our hearts dwell. Weary travelers oft look back at eve to gaze upon the light they leave. As naught but home can grant reprieve from the loss, no words can quell.
Some Kerry Slides from the Chieftains from their fifth album, a piece of vinyl I've had in my collection for about 40 years. Wow, think of that. Well, the station is about 40 years old. In fact, we'll celebrate our 40th anniversary next May. May 22nd is the day we first began broadcasting officially as KGNU. We had done some testing before that. For months before that, but that was the day we actually signed on as us. And so coming up on 40 years, you can help make us even better in our second 40 years than we have been in our first. And that would be a good thing. I'm not saying that we sucked for 40 years, but it's been a long, slow climb to where we are. I think today we have achieved many of the goals we talked about when we first set out in this leaky boat. Underfunded, volunteer-packaged things in trying to navigate the sea of government regulations from the FCC and others. It's been a very interesting, strange trip, hasn't it? But again, it has resulted in one of the shining jewels of Boulder and the Front Range's social system. We're a source of information and entertainment up and down the Front Range, and of course our reach has broadened to be now global through the internet, but we remain committed to serving our local community, which is Boulder and Denver specifically, and the whole Front Range of Colorado more generally. If the rest of the world can benefit from that, that's great, but we began here and this is where we do our work. You can help our work and help us to grow, expand, and continue to do what we've been doing, which is to offer alternative sources of music, news, and analysis in an increasingly complicated and wacky world. KGNU is a place that you can come for some honest evaluation of recent events, for that matter, in most any subject, from politics to science to new media, or for that matter, to women's rights, the struggle of indigenous peoples, and so forth. And speaking of the struggles of indigenous peoples, the Celtic people have struggled for millennia against the depredations of non-Celtic neighbors, shall we say. They know in their history, Celts know the pain of dislocation, of loss of home, things that are dominating the news these days. The people of Myanmar, the Rohingya people of Myanmar being driven from their homes, echoes in some regards, especially the fact that religious differences are playing a part in it, and people being driven from their homes and forced to set up, try to set up homes in new areas. This is echoed in Celtic history, as I'm sure you know. So learning Celtic history and appreciating it can help us to understand things that are going on in the world today. The attempted independence of the Catalan people of Spain is another example of it all. But when I think of the great migration of Celts to America, the mid-19th century great migration that was triggered by the horrible famine, but was not the only reason for it, I remember that a lot of the people, a lot of the young men who had to leave Ireland and come to America were greeted not long after they got here with a notice from President Lincoln that they were their presence was required on the front lines of the Civil War. A song that was rather new and quite popular in those days, and that may have been one of the first American-style songs, though it was written by a Southern Canadian, that they encountered. It may have been the first American song after a lifetime of living with Irish traditional music, perhaps, and music hall things. Here is the group, the De Danann All-Stars, an Irish group, and again, on a piece of vinyl from years ago, here is Maura O'Connell singing the mid-19th century song that many young Irishmen probably heard for the first time not long after they got off the boat, When You and I Were Young, Maggie.
The violets were scenting the woods, Maggie, displaying their charms to the breeze. Yeah.
A group called, they're from Ennis, Ireland, the place where the first bus I got on in Ireland came to a stop and I had to get off. And a lovely town it is, too. Been there since then, but they're from Ennis. They're called Socks in the Frying Pan. And it's another new album, a new bin thing, which is called Without a Paddle. And all of the graphic stuff and so on is pictures of them trying to bail out a leaky boat with a wooden spoon and a wastebasket and maybe a frying pan with socks in it. So good pickers. There's some good singing in there, too, but we heard something called the Angry Bees set. And it might seem like an odd choice, but I chose it because I've been dealing with angry bees for the last several weeks now. Angry yellow jackets, actually. They look a lot like bees, but they don't make honey, and they don't really seem to do anything except attack you when you get near them. And so I finally got them their own when it froze a couple of nights ago, and we're on about it. But I'm still dealing with angry bees, you might say. So that was Socks in the Frying Pan. Before then, the Dedannan All-Stars, a great bunch of guys and gals, with Maura O'Connell on the marvelous vocal there with the song Maggie. Her verses, the lyrics she sings are not quite the same as what were written back in the mid-19th century. The melody is quite the same, and it's a lovely thing. But she does, for my ear, such a great job on it, I'm not going to argue with her choice of lyric. You're listening to KGNU, and you're listening to Sholto Gale. It's a membership drive, and let me remind you that it's time to pledge. If you haven't pledged in a year, and it's only a pledge, the money, you can actually pay the money a little later, but we're looking for pledges tonight to get our bookkeeping lined up. So go to the website, kgnu.org, And where it says pledge, well, get there, follow the instructions, and you'll be fine. It'll be a secure pledge. We've been going for a long time now. We want to go for a long time in the future, and you are key to that, just as you and other listeners like you have been key to our existence and our growth thus far. Once again, the website is kgnu.org, and give a listen to it. I first went to Wales in 1972, and we had some people to look up and stay with there in Swansea, down in the Rhondda Valley, from near the heart of the old coal mining region. And these people were very kind to us. They put us up for days and did other wonderful things for us, and including that they allowed us to record them speaking both in Welsh and English. There is a definite Welsh accent of English that's different from Irish and Scottish and the others. And of course, the Welsh language is markedly different from Irish and Scots Gaelic. It is the original British language. Now sort of consigned to specialist things, but there was a movement in the 60s that resulted in BBC putting up a Wales channel. And so on BBC Wales, you could hear all kinds of Welsh things. It was an honest attempt, I think, to give the Welsh some of their culture back after the empire was firmly established. But I was always struck by the peculiar sound of people speaking English, people from Wales speaking English. And I've got a recording here by a fellow who was... well, no, wait a minute. No, it's not going to be him speaking. A different thing. I'm sorry, I've led you down, Rhodus. This is another Welshman, however, and he's the Gower Nightingale. Phil Tanner was his name. Guess what his ancestors did for a living. He was from South Glamorganshire and was known as the Gower Nightingale. He recorded for the likes of Columbia and the BBC, although he wasn't recorded until he was in his 70s. So back in about 1950, I believe he was recorded in the 40s by the BBC. We'll hear him doing the Gower Reel. This is an unaccompanied vocal melody sung by, again, Phil Tanner, the Gower Nightingale.
Daddy,
Well, that's Welsh singer Siân James, S-I-A-N, James. And she was singing something called Blackbird, Will You Go? I think that was it. It was a, it's a type of song. It's in a genre of Welsh love song called the Canu Hratai tradition, the love messenger genre of song. So she asks the blackbird, will you go, will you take this message to my love? I didn't know that there was actually a whole name, Canu Hratai, for love messenger songs. But again, that's from this wonderful double CD called The Ultimate Guide to Welsh Folk. I'd heard Siân James before, Siân James, but hadn't heard that tune from her before this album came out. Once again, it's membership drive time. Get into the website, kgnu.org, and give us a pledge. Let us know that you appreciate Celtic music and the other cultural efforts of the 300 or so volunteers that run KGNU or that provide the power. We have a few paid staff, and you could say that they run it or that the board runs it, or you could say that the community runs it, because really all of us come from this community and we try to bring to our programs just what the community wants, needs, deserves. So again, it's kgnu.org. And we only have about 10 minutes left in the show. Coming up at 8 o'clock will be Elaine with Musica Mundi. I'm looking forward to that. But in the meantime, I want to give you an example of another wonderful kind of Celtic cultural art, the art of storytelling. Here's Claire Marianne Murphy.
I was born in a small fishing village on the eastern coast of Dublin called Howth, which in Irish is Ben Ader, which means Hill of the Oaks. And as I explained to one of my MCs, what I would do of any given weekend would be to go on walks with my dad or with my mum and my three siblings. And we would walk up to the top of our road, through the alleyway, through the woods, over the golf course to the castle. Because everyone has one of those. Or you'd walk down to the harbour, around to the beach, or up the mountain, or whatever you were in the mood for. And as you walked, you might find the old dolmen, the megalithic tomb. And you'd tell the story of Aideen's grave, of Fionn MacCool's grandson, Oscar, who went off to war and someone sent a false message back that said he was dead and his wife, so bereft and heartbroken, killed herself. Or maybe you'd wander down and you'd hear about the woman in white who walked at night. Or maybe, if you were lucky, when you walked across to the castle, you would remember Grace O'Malley, Grainne Whale, the pirate queen of Mayo. Now, Mayo is as far away from Dublin as you can get if you're traveling east to west. It's a good 3.5 hours away, right? Which, the other side of the island, that's far too far away. How does she end up with two streets named after her and a story? Well, you see, the pirate queen of Mayo, Grainne Whale, Grace O'Malley, she made her way over to England to parley with the queen. Grainne Whale was so self-assured and so confident and so herself, this pirate queen, that when her husband and her son were imprisoned, she went to the queen of England and she presented herself there. And the queen saw her. And they conversed in Latin. Because, you see, we didn't speak English, most of us. We mostly spoke Irish, Latin, and Greek. So they had to adapt and speak to us in our heathen tongue of Latin. So they had a parley, and the queen freed her husband and her son. And she was allowed to go. Apparently, she was given a handkerchief by the queen, and seeing this lovely piece of cloth, she used it for what it seemed to be good for. Which is considered a great insult. And she got on her ship. Well, when she set sail across the Irish Sea, there was a great storm. And her ship was wrecked on the rocks of Howth Harbour, my village. And this is back in the 1500s. Now, in those days, there was a law of hospitality. One wanted you to be hospitable by nature, but there was also a law in place, just in case you forgot. So the local landlord had to always leave the gates open on the castle. And there had to always be an extra place set for dinner, just in case a good friend would drop by. So Grace O'Malley, Grainne Whale, she got off the ship, the remnants of it, the little boards that were smattered, and she climbed up the rocks and she made her way up through the village, down along the path towards the castle gates. Well, the gates were locked. Bad sign. But she's a pirate queen, so she just scrambled over them. Went up the rest of the road up to the castle, which is really nothing more than a great house, you know, didn't have all the turrets and whatnot. Made her way up to the door, and a butler answered it. Yes. And she said, "Dear Gwitch, my boat got wrecked on the rocks there, so I couldn't help but notice the great house. You must have a place set for dinner. I'll skip the dinner. Just give me my bed and you can give me breakfast in the morning." And the butler said, "Oh, I don't know. I shall have to check with the lord of the house to see if he's in, if there's any room for you. We have a lot of guests." And he went away. And he was only stalling. He didn't even go and talk to the lord. He simply came back a few minutes later to tell her there was no room. Only when he got there, she was gone. And he was delighted not to have to deal with such riffraff. But as he went to close the door, it got stuck. And he looked, and there was a dagger stuck into the door with a little piece of paper and a note which said, "I have taken your most prized possession. I will return it in a year and a day if you obey the laws of hospitality. Leave your gate open and always set an extra place for dinner. And the butler removed the dagger and he searched the house. He counted all of the candlesticks and the mirrors and the paintings and all the gold and the silver and even the cutlery, and everything was there. So it was an idle threat. It wasn't until the family got up the next morning and the oldest son didn't come down for breakfast that they realized what she had taken. They sent word out, but they couldn't find her. And she kept the son of that great house with her for a year and a day. For a year and a day, she trained him to be a pirate. And finally, she came back to Ho, to my little village. And when she got there, the gates were wide open. And she rode up on the horse. And the son was on a horse. And when they got to the house, he was made welcome. And they showed her. There was the great table. And there was the extra place. And when I heard the story 450 years later, the gates were still open. And they say, if you go there, there's still an extra place at the dinner table.
Well, it's been Shulte Gael for the past hour, and I've been your host. My name is Fergus. I hope that you'll give us a call, or in this case, go to the website, kgnu.org, and show your appreciation for everything that KGNU has done for the community for the past 40 years. If you haven't been around or listening that long, just show your appreciation of what's happened since you have been listening. If you've never been a member, oh my goodness, there's never been a better time than now to join. So again, go right to the website, kgnu.org, and become a member of KGNU. Thanks very much. And again, you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's been Shulte Gael.
During this fall membership drive, Media That Matters, Music That Inspires, we wanted to find out what inspires you about KGNU.
I find KGNU inspirational because it's honest and ethical. I really connect with the morality in the station, I guess, and the caring of the people that volunteer and work for the station, and they care for the whole community, and I find that very inspirational.
How does KGNU inspire you? Visit kgnu.org to find more information on how to give now, refer a friend, or become a member.
Independent, dependent, dependent community, community radio, radio does not have corporate sponsors, nor do they clutter the air with slick advertising commercials. The majority of KGNU's operating budget comes from listener membership, and that means you. This is Ann Waldman, disembodied poet and longtime KGNU listener, contributor and member of KGNU. For over 27 years, KGNU Community Radio has been in service to Boulder and now Denver by continually airing diverse music, alternative news, and local public affairs, programming. Call now and pledge your support to KGNU. Please dial 303-449-4885, 303-449-4885, and be a part of the community.